I'm James. You know, in the Bible it says that we're all created in God's image, and I see that in all of you. I see that higher potential, that higher power in all of you. And I know that all of you are capable of really great things.
That was James Mason, a young man who struggled with addiction. That was his graduation speech from a residential treatment program in Utah, and after years of self-medication, he lost his battle to his final addiction, heroin, on October 25th, 2014, at the young age of 23. But this story doesn't end there. I can pull the steering wheel. Upon arrival to the James Mason Center for Recovery, I find Teresa McBride, Mason's mother, who is the founder and CEO of the center, sitting on the floor barefoot with a group of teens sharing music.
I'm not normally barefoot.
So this is our big room. We have a lot of
space. There is a really good energy here. It feels very peaceful and very loving, accepting. And you can feel it when you walk in. I've had a lot of people say that, which I think is why when the kids walk in, they actually ask their parents to put them in the program.
McBride tells me that the center was her son's vision. He believed that his suffering was not in vain and that he believed in people. But addiction was not his only challenge.
James had chronic depression and anxiety, and he experienced a lot of despair. And it made it very difficult for him to really function. In the world, he was just a very sensitive person, and so he did turn to drugs as a way to medicate himself. It's his belief that he would, over time, be able to beat this addiction and be able to use that experience to help people.
She says she was determined to fulfill Mason's biggest wish, and 9 months after the loss of her son, McBride gave birth to the dream that her son inspired, the James Mason Center for Recovery in Salt Lake City.
You know, when you're on a path that you're meant to take, things do tend to fall in place. It's just the courage of taking that path.
McBride says that after losing her son, she couldn't return to the life that she led.
I don't know how I would have done in that life without him. And so I created one, a new one, and I had to hurry because I didn't have money. So I had to quit my job because I knew that it took everything I had.
The center treats addicts 12 to 18 years old, and McBride is convinced that had Mason received treatment in his formative years, he may have had a better chance. The National Alliance on Mental Illness Utah reports that 13% of youth aged 8 to 15 live with mental illness severe enough to cause significant impairment in their day-to-day lives. Holly Willard is a social worker and the clinical director of the center.
Utah usually falls short of the national average for child and family services of mental health, but I think as a society as a whole, we don't give adolescents the credit and the services that they need for families dealing with adolescents. I mean, it's very difficult to be a parent.
In a study done by the University of Utah, it reports that nearly 14% of sixth graders in Utah have had some form of drug, and by 12th grade, that number reaches up to almost 34%. While Utah may have many residential treatment centers for teens, representatives of the center say that there is a group of teens whose needs are not being met. Cameron Carver is the therapist at the center.
The kids themselves, like even our teens, have said to us, "Do I have to be trying to kill myself to get help?" It's like you either have to be an extreme residential need so that you're actively suicidal or in some sort of a detox situation, or you get nothing. And that's where this is going to really fill a gap and provide a service that people have been hungering for a very long time.
Mason often wrote about the pain and suffering that he and others like him experienced from addiction. McBride shares one such poem.
"Perpetual confusion pervades every word out of this dry mouth. My soul begs from this gilded cage to release the prisoners from this morbid, toxic stage. These pleading words fall on deaf ears. My demons laugh maliciously."
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.
I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought, 'cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence.